And what's new this time for the Venture Fund is that capital investment projects are allowable. Previous funds tend to be much more concentrating on consultancy projects, but this time we can support asset purchase. What we're also planning not to do, though, is to compete with any of the existing funds that are there. So the larger projects will still be supported by GBI, but the small-scale stuff could fall down into convergence vouchers. So who's it for? This is building on what Carlene was saying about competitive businesses. It's very much aimed at high-value-add businesses. These businesses will have a strong track record of business performance that demonstrates that they're operating in competitive markets. But they have the potential to do national business or international business. And that they have innovative and competitive products and services. I'm very much looking at businesses that, in this current climate, are looking to take a risk. These funds are there to de-risk investment projects and to enable businesses to take advantage of the market. So the next steps, coming to the end. It's a brand new program. We've actually only been in post for a couple of weeks, so you can imagine there's quite a lot of paperwork to sort out, lots of letters to be written, and we think it's going to take a little while to get through that. The steps we're working on at the moment is working very closely with Southwest Investment Group and Locking Corners Potential and Plymouth University to try and harmonise our application processes. I think this is a real advantage for businesses because very often for different funds you have to jump through different hoops. We're all working very hard at the moment to try and make sure that the initial entry point looks very similar. So if a business applies for one fund and is unsuccessful, it can very simply move that process over to another fund and be pointed in the right direction. We anticipate the fund going live in the spring. So in the meantime, the only way to really check on what's going on is to check this website address out. All the details of the fund will be on there. We'll be updating it on a regular basis. And of course, there will be contact details there as well. I'm so new in post, I don't actually even have a mobile at the moment, but I'll be around for the rest of the day and you can track me down. And we anticipate that the fund will be opening for business in the spring of this year. So early April. And I believe that concludes my presentation. Thank you very much. And I'd like to hand over to my colleague, David Rodder.